Can you hear me now? All right, good, good. Okay, let me get back to this music player here and play a brief song. I'm looking for a 1 minute song. There we go. His name is wonderful. And I'll get this just a second. I'm getting ready to invite some people, and I gotta click their names. All right, brief song, then we'll me too. Okay, we're gonna start off with the first lesson. I should explain a little bit. We started late today. I've got an obligation on Thursdays and Fridays, and I'm at my son's house helping them get to work by watching their daughter, my granddaughter, which is a pleasure for me. But she's been sick today, and we had to take her to the doctor, and I had to clean up some mess that she threw up and things like that. So periodically I'll be away from the mic today and the screen, and if things get rowdy, I guess I'll just red dot the room while we're playing lessons. But we've got a lesson here to start with, and it's in the series what we've been doing from Alex Kerr's talking about Romans 8, and he's up to verse 30. He starts at 31, goes through 35, I believe, today. 34. 31, 32, 33, 34. So it's four verses. Here we go with Alex Kerr's in Romans 8. Okay. Any comments about the text in the room, or that's what we were asking, Will Dinger. What does God say about how to be saved? Not that he's able to save. I'm going to yield the mic to Delta. Let's listen to Delta here. He's first in line. Come on up, Delta.
Sound check, test one, test two. Hey, wow, Mike, that's quite a tale. Heard that several times before. I always picture you laying there on the ground with a dump truck tipped over, just about to, at the tipping point. It can go either way. Your eyes wide open, your life flashing before your eyes, and then when it goes the other way, whew. Yeah, I would make a commitment to being organized if that were to happen to me too. Sorry, just had to get that shot in. And that story about getting hit in the head by a volleyball and it going on for years like that, it's pretty amazing. But anyways, fool for God, and welcome to the room. Thank you for being patient. Well, thank you for somewhat patient while we were listening to Mike McGlathery's personal testimony there. I think there seems to be a question on the table here about the doctrine of salvation. And I saw a Well Digger type something in the room, and I want to say amen, Well Digger. You must believe that you are a sinner in need of saving from your sins. And absolutely, John 14, 6, let me get my Bible posting program open here, is a biblical absolute. John 14, 6. What I mean by biblical absolute, that's from Genesis 1:1 all the way up to the end of Revelation. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And it's all about Jesus Christ. And you're right, Romans chapter 6, well, Romans chapter 3, first, verse 23. Says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So, yeah, amen to what you said there, well digger. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us that the penalty or the wages of that sin is death. And that's bad news, isn't it? But the good news is, if we keep reading, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the question is, what must we believe? Christ paid for our sins. So, let's, and that is called, see, the thing is, and this is where things may, I may be saying something that some of you in the room haven't heard before. So, sit down. I'm going to ask you to have a ready mind. That's not an open mind, but a ready mind is just be prepared to listen. Just listen. And more importantly, I'm going to be putting Bible verses on the screen. So more importantly, pay attention to the Word of God. But I'm just going to connect some dots for you. So hold on to your seats. This may be something that you haven't heard before. But the biggest confusion, the biggest problem in religion today, the biggest problem in Christendom today, is the false idea that there is only one gospel in the Bible. Romans 14:6 is absolutely true. That's right, well digger. Jesus Christ, that no man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus Christ, but by Him. He is the way, the truth. But there's also a verse I can't think of the top of my head what it is in Hebrews. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's absolutely true as well. That's absolutely true as well. But the thing is, thank you, Mike, Hebrews 13:8. God's instructions have changed throughout humanity's time on earth. God's instructions to mankind have changed. One good way to study that out is to look at the dietary instructions that God has given mankind throughout the ages. Do a study on that. And you'll see that God's instructions to mankind have changed. Although Jesus Christ never changes, God's instructions to mankind have changed. To include God's instructions on the topic of salvation. So just bringing it back, get our focus back on the topic, which is the gospel of salvation. So there is more than one gospel in the Bible. There's more than one gospel of salvation in your Bible. There's more than one promise of salvation in your Bible. But there's only one gospel that saves today. More than one good news. That's what gospel means. Thank you, Ed. So rather than focus on all the other promises of salvation in the Bible, let's just focus on the one gospel that saves today, because it is 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'll put verse 3 on the screen so you can get the context. It is God's will that all people be saved today. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, comma, and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So the first thing that God wants for everybody today is to get saved. And so that, again, that's the topic. The one gospel that saves today Now, we already covered that we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23, the penalty, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life. So what is that gift? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace, grace defined as unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Are you saved through faith? And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So we see it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the gift is. Romans 1:16. Again, we're talking about salvation here. Salvation. Paul writing, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So we see that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. That's the name of the gospel that saves today. Fool for God, are you listening? Or are you typing? I'm doing this presentation for you, Fool for God, based upon the things that you were typing in the room during the recorded testimony that we were all trying diligently to listen to. And someone, I believe she's gone now, asked you if you could articulate the gospel of your salvation. And that's one question you didn't answer. That's why I'm going through this for you. And that's what I'm doing. There's no more important thing than that I could be helping you with. You and your family. You said your family was there with you. There's nothing more important that I could be saying to you. There's nothing more important that I can be saying to you right now than what I'm doing. What is the gospel of salvation? What is it that you need to believe? What is it that you need to be trusting in to obtain salvation? Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what I'm trying to share with you. And I did ask you to have a ready mind. And a ready mind is a prepared mind. Remember I said that? A ready mind is not a mind that is halfway listening to me and the other half typing. So I'm going to wait for you, Fool for God. I don't care how much time you got. You're not listening. You don't have a ready mind. Because you're not listening. You're typing. Ephesians chapter 1:13. This is the formula for salvation today. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. You hear the word of truth. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember that? Romans 10:17. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So you hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. If you have a ready mind, you comprehend it. You believe it. And most importantly, you trust in it. Well, well, Digger, if you're talking about the doctrine of willful sin, then you're right to be criticized for that. Is that what you're talking about? So you believe that Christ didn't die for all of your sins? Okay, well then it's very important. What will help you with that is if you understand, if you listen to what I'm sharing right now, if you've got a good handle on the gospel of your salvation, the one gospel in the Bible that saves today, if you understand that, then you'll know. So what is the gospel of your salvation? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Romans 1:16 again. It's called the gospel of Christ. And it is the power of God unto salvation. You hear it. You understand it. You believe it. And you trust it. There it is, you know. Christ died for your sins. He was buried and resurrected for your justification. Romans 4:25. John 5:24. That's not your doctrine. Hebrews 11:6. That's not your doctrine. What you guys need to understand is the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17, the gospel, a dispensation of the gospel was committed to Paul. Verse 18 tells us what that gospel is. It's the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:16 tells us that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 says, the gospel, verse 2, by which also you are saved. That's the gospel of Christ that was dispensed and committed to the Apostle Paul by the risen, ascended, glorified Jesus Christ. There's more than one gospel in the Bible, but there's only one that saves. Christ died for the sins of the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he, that's a reference to God the Father, hath made him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ died for our sins. Over 1900 years before anybody on planet Earth was born, Christ died for our sins. All of our sins were still yet future when he died for them. Past, present, and future. So you guys realize that we had a group of this willful sin crowd come into the room all at once. They're not looking for help. You're not looking for help, fool, for God. You're looking to teach your doctrine in this room. Christ died for all of your sins, past, present, and future. All sin is willful. You can't tell me it's not. By saying Christ didn't die for sins that you commit willfully, you're just spitting on the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that he... okay, he's gone. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for letting me have the microphone for a minute there. Good to see everybody today. I wanted to take just a minute and apologize for being a jerk the other day. I was out of line, disrespectful. Lost my patience, and that's just not godly. So I wanted to apologize to everybody, and especially Mike. He don't deserve to be treated like that. He's here almost every day because he loves God and because he loves us. He loves the fellow saints. And there's people that are benefiting from this room and his ministry, his faithful ministry, I would say on virtually a daily basis. So I appreciate Brother Mike's endeavors and his labors, and I apologize, and thanks Mike, and thank you saints for bearing with me.
Well, no problem. Thank you for being open and humble about that. And we all need to take a lesson from that. I know I do, at least. I think I said it in text earlier, but I, maybe I didn't, but excuse me just a second. Can't find the mute button. I'm done with my cough. Sorry about that. But I do struggle with that in other rooms, and I, you know, I need occasional lessons like having heard what you just said, John. So I need to take part in that humility instead of arguing myself. So, all right. Let's see. That goes for Ed too. Oh, I see. How do you put up with the wandering Canadian? Is beyond me. Wandering Ed, are you from Canada? From way up north? Oh, wow. Well, I guess it's not necessarily way up north. Windsor is not, it's just about parallel to me, I think, isn't it? Quebec. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. And Keith, I hope you absorbed something that may humble you a little bit to seek out what God is really doing now instead of just saying, no, I know it all. And let me just undot you here before you go. So we're about to close, and I thank you all for being here. My granddaughter has been really sick today, but she fell asleep, and so I did get to stay through most of this meeting. Thank you all for your indulgence, and we'll close with a song here. It is Well With My Soul. And then we'll close the room.